The Jolynn Braley Show, Episode 14, Emotional Eating. How can you stop it? Hello and welcome. This is Jolynn Braley, the FAT Release Coach, and this is the Jolynn Braley Show. I have something very, very exciting to share with you today, so stay tuned and I will share that with you a little bit later in the show. But it's something very, very special just for you because you are a loyal listener of the Jolynn Braley Show. Okay, I just wanted to let you know that so that you keep your ears open and you don't miss out. So, once again, my name is Jolynn Braley, and I help exceptional women and a few cool men achieve permanent weight loss by getting a weight loss mindset. And I help these wonderful people do this through my proprietary proven step-by-step system, the Inner Self Diet. This is my own system that I put together. It continues to work over and over and over and over again. And all of my clients who take action with it, they get the results of a weight loss mindset and struggle-free permanent weight loss. I am a certified master NLP practitioner and coach, and I invite you to join me here on today's show as I go beyond the food to the real issue. What is the real issue? That is your mindset. You see, mindset is 90% of the solution if you truly crave permanent success with your weight. Now, on the other hand, if you really like the struggle, then you don't want a weight loss mindset. But since you're listening to me, I would guess that you don't like the struggle and you would love to leave all of your food and weight battles behind you. In order to do that, your mindset must shift at a core level, and you must get a solid and full weight loss mindset. There are many, many ingredients that go into that, and once you get it, then you will be able to leave all of your unwanted, annoying, frustrating behaviors of self-sabotage, binge eating, stuffing yourself, night eating, food obsessions, emotional eating, perfectionism, beating yourself up mentally, any and all of your negative behaviors that contribute to your overweight body and your FAT mindset. What is an FAT mindset? That's a mindset filled with fear-attracting thoughts. A mindset that is filled with fear-attracting thoughts is a perfect match to an overweight body and overeating behaviors and overweight behaviors. So, in the end, diet and exercise, it's actually only 10% of the solution. While 90% of the people out there are looking for 10% of the solution, that is why 95% of dieters fail. If instead you were to solve what is 90% of your problem, that is your mindset, then you would be able to easily succeed with your weight. Because here's the truth, folks. Weight loss in and of itself is not rocket science. It's actually very simple and very easy to do if you do it. The simplest ways to do it is plenty of clean water, no additives, no sugars, no crap in the water, not the kind of vitamin water. That's not water. I'm talking about regular clean water. I drink at least 100 ounces a day. Don't listen to me, though, about that specific detail. You'd need to tune into your own self for that information. And actually, that's what I teach my clients how to do in the Inner Self Diet. When you get in alignment with your inner self and you become a match on the inside of the body you want on the outside, then no one else, you don't need anyone else to tell you how to eat and exercise, because you have your own guidance system that tells you how to do that. So how much water you drink per day? Plenty of water. The exact amount, then you can figure that out for yourself, and you probably already know that. Get off the processed foods. That's the easiest way for your body to drop the fat, and get regular exercise. Those are the three things that are very, very simple. And of course, eat only when you're physically hungry and stop when you're physically full. But here is today's topic, and that is emotional eating. And the thing is with emotional eaters, you don't eat for physical hunger. You eat because of your emotions. And when you get a weight loss mindset, all of that emotional eating is left behind you. So let's look at three important keys to ending your emotional eating and how you can actually stop it. And let me first start with today's topic of emotional eating and how can you stop it by sharing with you a story. Actually, I have three stories to share with you on these three keys. And let's first start out with Kathy, who is a current client in the Inner Self Diet. Once again, that's my proven proprietary step-by-step system to permanent weight loss. It has all of the ingredients included that you need to have for a full and complete weight loss mindset, and all of the tools that you need also to maintain your mindset. So Kathy, she used to eat out of boredom, and that is one example of emotional eating. If you're eating out of boredom, that means that you're not eating because of physical hunger. It's just because you're bored or something else. It could be other emotions that you're not even allowing yourself to be aware of. And she's no longer doing that. In the Inner Self Diet, she got to the bottom of that, and she's left that behind. Now, how did she do that? Well, there are many steps that go into ending your emotional eating. One of them is you must learn specifically how to take full control of your own mind and your own emotions. And I wish it were as easy as telling you to just go take control of your own mind and your own emotions. But if it were that easy, then you wouldn't be having the problem with emotional eating, because you already know that it's about your mind running away, your thoughts running away. You're unable to control yourself. You have compulsive overeating challenges and issues, and you know that you're eating for emotions, but that doesn't really do you any good to have that information, because you're not able to stop it. So what you need is you have to have very specific steps and very specific tools that will help you do that. And remember, I said at the top of the call that I have a really exciting and a very important announcement for you today. So what I'll be sharing with you in just a couple minutes, that will help you move towards the place of having more control of your mind and emotions. It's a step in that direction. So once you do have control of you, however, then there is no more emotional eating. Because instead of living by default, which is how most people live today, you live by default. You wait for someone to smile at you, or for that man to call you on the phone, or for the vacation, or especially you wait for the number on the scale to change, and then you tell yourself you'll be happy. Well, an interesting story about that is that, well, here's a story from, this is actually from my free 5-day e-course, Is Your Mindset Fit or Fat, F-A-T, and you could find that at fearlessfatloss.com. And in that e-course, I give an example of a real person who dropped over 100 pounds, but the way that she did it was she 100% white-knuckled it. She forced herself. She used all of her willpower. She made herself eat better and exercise. And she really thought that once she saw that number on the scale, that she would be happy and she would feel accomplished and she would feel really good. Well, she didn't. She saw the number on the scale. She felt disappointed. She regained all the weight plus more. And she's still very, very, very overweight. She never got a weight loss mindset. And this is someone who, she's not a client of mine, otherwise she would have known how to release the excess physical fat and keep it off and do it without struggle. But that's a really good example of what happens when you don't take the time to do the inner self work so that you become a match on the inside to what you want on the outside. And if you were to do that, then you wouldn't have to white knuckle it. You wouldn't have to try to force yourself to be different. You wouldn't have to hold back your emotional eating because you wouldn't have any emotional eatings there to hold back. So, number two, how can you stop your emotional eating is you can just simply ask yourself before you eat whether or not you're physically hungry. Or if you're just eating for a trigger. Now, you might have tried this before. Maybe you've even tried journaling. And, well, your results today will tell you how that worked for you. I did that in the past, and it never gave me the full solution. It actually what that did for me was it put more focus. It put more of my focus on food and what I was eating and what I wasn't eating. And whatever you focus on expands. So if you focus most of your time and most of your thoughts on food and what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat, what's for dinner, what's for lunch, what can I eat now, let's go to Starbucks, did anybody bring food in what did they call that when I used to work in corporate? A food day. Did anybody bring food for a food day? There were all these food days because most of the people didn't like their jobs, and so they'd eat. And so know that you're not alone. And hey, I used to be where you are right now. I've been through all of that struggle, and I know exactly what it's like. I know how frustrating it feels, and I know how annoying it feels because you are very, very smart, and you know these things I'm sharing with you, but you haven't been able to solve this on your own. I wasn't able to solve it on my own either. That's why I invested in myself and I hired my own stellar coaches to help me get to the other side. And I said I had three stories to share with you. I shared two, and actually I have two more. And another one is of Kathleen. She's another graduate. She's actually a graduate of the Inner Self Diet. Kathy, who I shared the story with you that she's ended her boredom eating, her emotional eating for boredom, she's still in the Inner Self Diet. Kathleen graduated over a year ago, and I actually did a follow-up with her just a couple months ago, and so now it's been well over a year since she's graduated, and she still is doing great. She's using her Inner Self tools. She's feeding her mind before her body, and she's not emotionally eating. And the thing is, too, that you need to know about permanent weight loss is that that doesn't mean that you're going to become a perfect person. And there even are naturally slender people. They have the mindset that matches the body that they have on the outside. Sometimes they overeat. Let's say on Thanksgiving or maybe on a movie night. But the difference between a naturally slender person and the people who have graduated the Inner Self Diet who have become naturally slender because I taught them how through the Inner Self Diet, and the difference between people like that and people like you and me, who I used to be, is that when you overeat, and this is the same thing I used to do, when you overeat, you beat yourself up and then you tell yourself, oh, I blew it, I'm bad, I screwed up, so let's just go eat everything else I can find. Well, a naturally slender person, a person with a weight loss mindset, they don't do that. They say, oh, wow, I feel like crap. I'm stuffed and this doesn't feel good. I'm not hungry. And then they don't eat again until they're physically hungry. it's not any big deal. It's not a struggle. And that's what Kelly shared in her audio testimonial. I actually just, if you go to fearlessfatloss.com, go to fearlessfatloss.com/blog, and at the time of this recording of this episode of the Jolynn Braley Show, it's April 4th, 2013, that is the most recent new article on fearlessfatloss.com. And it's called She Lost Two Sizes in Her Clothing, or She Lost Two Sizes Struggle Free. You Can Do It Too. And there's an audio in there of Kelly talking about how she used to feel hopeless and depressed about her overeating and her overweight. And now she's fully in control of herself. She's just a completely different person. And you do feel like you're a completely different person once you get a weight loss mindset. Your mind is everything. You cannot even take an action with your body without first having the thought. You could never hang your mind up in the closet. Well, ask yourself this. Instead of me telling you, ask yourself this question. Would it be possible to go open the closet door and take your mind and hang it up there for even 5 minutes and walk away from it? Could you do that? And then what about on the other side? Could you hang your body up in the closet for 5 minutes to get away from the fat, to get away from the overweight, to get away from the aches and pains and the struggle, and then just walk away and, you know, leave it there for a while? You can't do either of them, can you? And actually, this is a great example of why it's easier to teach a person how to become a millionaire than it is to learn how to achieve struggle-free permanent weight loss. And the reason is because if you have money problems, you can put those on the shelf for an hour, for 5 hours, for a day. You don't have to think about money 24/7. Your body, however, and your mind are always with you. They're always, always with you. And this is why it is so very, very extremely difficult to attempt to diagnose your own mindset issues on your own, especially if you're not even a trained professional in it. And even if you were a trained professional, depending on the type of profession you have, you still may not be able to diagnose yourself. And that is why, let's look at the profession of therapy. I'm not a therapist. I am a certified master NLP practitioner, and everything that I do is about results. Getting my clients, helping them get the results they want in the least amount of time possible. Therapy is about talking for an extended amount of time and ruminating, thinking, looking at things, trying to figure things out. And for some people that works. I've worked with too many clients though who went that route and they still didn't get the results they wanted. So my point though, and even bringing that up, is even therapists have their own therapist. They never try to diagnose themselves. I have my own coach. Anyone who's anyone who is a high achiever and especially a coach or any kind of professional that you would go to that would help you with your inner self, make sure that they are working with someone that they have their own coach, because it's almost impossible to ever give yourself a good haircut, to ever give yourself a heart transplant. You could be the best surgeon, heart surgeon in the world, but you would never, ever, ever operate on yourself. There's no way you would do that. And it's the same thing with your mindset. That is why when I went from a size 12 to an 8 in only 2 months back in October 2010, before that I was coaching my own clients to success, to their permanent weight loss success, and I was still feeling stuck at a size 12. And a size 12 isn't huge, but for me, I didn't want to be there. I wanted to be smaller. So I went from a 12 to an 8 in 2 months. But the way that I did that is I got my own coaches. I invested in myself to hire coaches to help me. And so that's a good example of the fact that even if you were trained in how to get a weight loss mindset, it's still very unlikely that you could do that for yourself, because we can't see the forest for the trees. So ending your emotional eating then, how do you get out of that on your own? How can you stop it? Well, you already know that you need to take full control of your own mind and your own emotions. You've got to have very specific steps to do that. You can also just simply ask yourself to bring awareness to yourself. Hey, am I even hungry right now? Or why do I want to eat food? And that will just help you to become more aware. And of course, number three, you need a weight loss mindset. If you really want to leave that emotional eating behind you forever, if you're ready to give it up, and if you're ready to stop struggling, and if you're ready to give up all of your excuses and let all excuses, all blame, all self-blame, other blame, take full personal responsibility for yourself, so that you can leave your emotional eating behind you and actually achieve permanent weight loss, then what you'd want to do is get a weight loss mindset. And let's take a short commercial break here. And now I'm going to share with you that very, very exciting and important announcement that I said at the top of the show today that I would be sharing with you. Now, here's what's so special about this. I have not shared this with anyone yet. So my easing list, my permanent weight loss secrets easing community, my Facebook communities, if you are a member on the JolynBraleyShow.com, I hope that you've already gone there and liked the page. If you haven't, make sure that you go to the JolynBraleyShow.com and like the page, and I'll also give you a shout out on the show. I've got some shout outs to give today, in fact. But I have not shared it on there. I have not shared it on my fan page. You can find me at Jolyn Braley Fan. So like that page also. Those are two separate pages. I have not shared it with my regular Facebook page, on Twitter, in LinkedIn, on my websites, Fearless Fat Loss and StopHidingBehindTheFat.com. I haven't shared it anywhere. The only people that know about this are the people in a group I'm in where I've been working on a new website. And so actually that is the sponsor of today's show. And that website is 31 Days of Loving Yourself Thin.com. And 31, that's the number. I'm launching a new product, and it's not even launched yet. And this is something for people like you, possibly, who maybe you don't even really believe that you can achieve permanent weight loss. Maybe you are feeling so frustrated and so hopeless with yourself that you've got to start somewhere so that you could start making some kind of progress and feeling better about yourself and getting some kind of momentum going. And that is what 31 Days of Loving Yourself Thin will help you do. This is in the pre-launch phase. If you go there right now, you're going to get an extremely, ridiculously low investment to get in on this program. And you can opt in right now, and you can click buy now there with the PayPal button at 31 Days of Loving Yourself Thin, and you will have lifetime access to that membership site at the level that you're joining at. And you're going to get the full 31 Days of Loving Yourself Thin program. Now, please note that the date and time of this show is April 4th, 2013. So if you're listening to this episode and it's long past April 4th, 2013, there's no point sending me an email and asking me if you can get the hugely low, ridiculous introductory rate that's up there right now, because you're not going to get it. This is only for the loyal listeners of the Jolyn Braley Show who are listening now and getting in on this pre-launch phase of 31 Days of Loving Yourself Thin. And it's really, really, really exciting. It's really neat, and it's really going to help you as long as you take action with the steps in it that I give you. Of course, if you don't take action, then you won't get any results. But you can go opt in right now, and you will get logged into the site, and there are two bonuses that I already have in there for you. I've recorded an audio just for you, and there's a special doc in there also, a document that is actually about the 10%. It's about exercise and eating clean, which I really expect that you already know how to do that, but I've given you that bonus just to help you out, and you know, because that's not the focus of how to achieve lasting success with your weight. That's only 10% of it, but it is important. So I gave you that bonus there in 31 Days of Loving Yourself Thin, which you'll get after you opt in. So there you go. That is our sponsor of the day, and go for it. And I'm doing this just for you because I'm thanking you for being a loyal listener of the Jolyn Braley Show. This is the 14th episode of the year. I started this show on iTunes the first week of January, and I made the commitment that I would do this every week, and it would be on Thursday. And so I'm happy to give you that ridiculous entry rate to the program there, which you'll see once you go to that page. Okay, so shout-outs today. This week's shout-outs go to, and these are people who have recently liked the JolynBraleyShow.com. How you get a shout-out from me on the show is just go to the JolynBraleyShow.com and click like to like the page. It's really simple. And it's a lot of fun because I like to give these shout-outs to folks. So the shout-outs this week are going out to Mia, Teresa, and Molisi. And I'm so happy to see Molisi there. You could go over and like her Facebook page, too, if you'd like to. It's called The Queen Code. And she's got some really neat stuff going on there at The Queen Code. And she's a really neat lady. So thanks, ladies, for liking the show. Once again, shout outs to Mia, Teresa, and Molisi. And for you listening right now, if you're not Mia, Teresa, or Molisi, just go to the JolynBraleyShow.com and click like to like the page. Okay, today's questions to ask yourself. These are questions that you want to write down on paper and use a pen. The reason that I invite you to do that, this is exactly what all of my permanent weight loss coaching clients do with every exercise I give them, because there's a connection that occurs between the brain, the heart, and the hand that you do not get if you type on a keyboard. You miss out on it. So, first question, and the purpose of these questions today is to help you get clear on what is it costing you to live with this emotional eating problem? Cost is always a negative. Cost drains you. On the other hand, when you invest in yourself to get a weight loss mindset, then you are going to pay yourself dividends for the rest of your life. That is a difference between an investment and a cost. So right now, you are adding up every single day massive costs that your emotional eating is costing you. So one question to ask yourself, and write this down and then write out your answer: if you could end your emotional eating, permanently end it, how exactly would your life transform? So what would that do for your self-confidence? Of course, what would it do for your weight? What would it do for your self-esteem? What would it do for your finances? How much more confident would you be in your business life, in your work life? What about the example that you would be setting for your children? What would that do for your sex life? How would you feel in your body? What about going to the beach? What about activities that you do with your friends? I mean, there are so many ways that your struggles with food and your weight are costing you today if you were to actually write those down and see what that is, what kind of toll that is giving you in your life, in your mind, in your body, and in your life. And then ask yourself, you know, how exactly would your life transform if you could end your emotional eating? And how would you feel about yourself if you were no longer an emotional eater? Write that one down too. And once again, as I said, the purpose of these questions is to help you get clear on exactly what this problem is costing you, and is it really important to you to change it? For some people, it's not that important. It's not a high value. And if it's not that important, it's good to get clear on that so that you can focus on something else in your life, and which is actually what you're already doing every day. Whatever you spend the most time on is what you value most. You can't get around the truth of that. Okay, so what did you learn here today? One thing you learned is that there is a great benefit to being a loyal listener of the Jolynn Braley Show. You got in on a pre-launch of the 31 Days of Loving Yourself Thin, and if you take advantage of that right now, like I said, I mean, it's really a no-brainer, but you can go there to the page and you can opt in right now. And so really awesome for you, and I'm once again, thank you so much for being a listener. This is really, really exciting. And what else did you learn today? You learned that it actually is possible to end your emotional eating. Others have done it. I've done it. My clients have done it. You can do it too. If there's one person on this planet who has ever done what you would love to do, you can do it too. All right? You also learned that white knuckling it and forcing yourself to lose weight, forcing yourself to exercise, that if you white knuckle it and you don't have a weight loss mindset in the first place, then you're not going to be happy when you get to the end of your white knuckling journey. And that actually is a universal law. You cannot enjoy the outcome to a journey you despise. That is universal law, and universal laws are bigger than you, they're bigger than me, they're bigger than all of us, and they always work, they're always true, and they are impartial. They just are what they are. So if you can't stand dieting, you can't stand eating better, you hate your body, you feel like crap every morning you get up and you wish that you could sleep all day to avoid your thighs and your butt and your stomach. And hey, you know, the reason I can talk like this is because I've been there before, so I know what it's like. And if you are in such negativity, then here's the one thing, definitely, well, obviously the inner self diet would solve all of that for you. But if you're not even at the place where you can even believe that you would be able to have all of these wonderful results that my inner self diet clients get, then just go over to 31 Days of Loving Yourself Thin, LovingYourselfThin.com, and just get in on that, on the pre-launch, and understand too that because this is the pre-launch, that there's not, all the content isn't in there yet. And as it is, what's really neat about this program that I put together is, in order to avoid overwhelm, you gain access to each day as each day you gain access to a new module for 31 days, so then you're not overwhelmed. Okay, so what else did you learn today? You also learned that in order to end your emotional eating, you need to take full control of your own mind and your own emotions, and of course a weight loss mindset will include that. And you also learned that right now, just to increase your awareness of what you're doing and how you are making your own choices, you can simply ask yourself the question before you eat, find out whether or not you're even physically hungry, or if you're just eating for some kind of a trigger, like an emotion. All right, so we had a lot to cover here today, and I'm really, really excited that you're a listener of the show, and thanks so much for tuning in. And be sure to go to thejolynbraleyshow.com, like our Facebook page, and you'll get a shout out from me on an upcoming show. Also, if you are subscribed in iTunes, go ahead and give the show a 5-star rating. Next week's episode will be completely on the topic of 31 Days of Loving Yourself Thin, which is appropriate because then I'll be able to share more. But I wouldn't, if I were you, I wouldn't wait until then, because you will not get the same introductory rate that's on the page right now. So you can grab that over there now. All right, so this is Jolynn Braley. I am the FAT Release Coach, and you've been listening to the Jolynn Braley Show. Thanks so much for being here. Go over to 31daysoflovingyourselfthin.com and get in on the pre-launch, and you will also get those two bonuses from me immediately once you sign up. And enjoy your journey through 31 Days of Loving Yourself Thin. You'll have a lot of fun with it, as long as you take action, of course. I mean, you've got to take action to get results. So, here's to your best life in your ideal body.